Welcome to Scott Bruger Podcast. Please welcome to stage your hosts, Dan, Conrad, and John.
Is this the seating?
I had no idea.
Just,
oh my goodness.
Hi, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast. This is the season 3 finale, I believe. I prepared a note for everyone, a speech. Scott told me to read this. Welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, the podcast brought to you live in the green room in De Pere, Wisconsin. To my left is... Oh, he is on my left. Is John.
Hello.
To my right is usually Mike, but our guest is Dan. Pause for him to say hello.
Hello!
And I'm usually Scott, but we traded places tonight because Scott thought it would be funny. I'm Conrad, the British. And that's where it ends. So... Thank you.
Are you Scott, are you talking during this, or are you just doing...
We are not to address Scott.
Okay? We're not? No. That didn't say that on the note.
No, I'm just assuming, because he booed you.
You didn't have to read the British. Like, it was up to you to...
Well, I can't just not read a speech given to me.
It was a couple words.
It'd be rude not to. You know.
Are you a rule follower?
Did he test the pen on the bottom there? There's just a block of ink at the bottom of the page.
You know, I practice... I was going to say, I practice chaos magic, and I'm pretty sure that's a sigil.
What's that?
It's like, so you write down what you want to achieve, you cross out any repeating letters and vowels, and then rearrange the remaining letters into a crazy-looking witchy symbol, and then you use that to keep it in your subconscious and then launch it out into ether space to achieve what you want. Manipulate your probabilities, baby.
Meme magic.
So you take the letters that are left and you like write them over each other and that makes a symbol?
Yeah, you can just like take pieces away, rearrange it to make it look like whatever, really.
Oh, like
something,
a fun symbol.
Something that looks cursed, you know, just to scare old people.
Sure, that you can put on things around the world?
Yeah, you know, just put it around the house.
Kind of like them.
I'm glad someone got that joke.
So, like, it's kind of like the people who did No Fear, like the bumper stickers?
Yes. Exactly. They
What's
say.
The point?
I have a soundboard that I downloaded.
Thank you. And one of his just down with the sickness.
It's just the entire song on the soundboard.
So what do we got, Conrad?
Okay, yes, so Scott usually has prepared subjects that he talks about, and he just handed it to me with no context.
Sure.
So first on the list is Ketchup Guy.
Now, is that, do you think that's one of, and Dan, feel free to shut up at any point. Do you think there's a guy, is there a guy on the internet right now who did something with ketchup, or do you think Scott's asking if we are ketchup guys?
Good question. I think maybe somewhere in Scott's past he was assaulted by someone like associated with ketchup in some way, and that's just like traumatized him for the rest of his life.
Dan?
Maybe ketchup guy is actually someone who's actually trying to catch up all the time. But is that deeper?
So it's just a slow person.
Yeah. But it's a ketchup guy, so that's...
It's just like a PC slur now? Or...
Hey, it's that ketchup guy, he's always behind on things. Like, I didn't see Avatar until like 2 years ago.
Oh, you better catch up.
I'm a ketchup guy. No, it's just that guy.
Yeah, no. Is
that a fart noise?
Don't fool yourself, Dan. Everyone saw Avatar.
So are you ketchup guys?
Not usually. I try to avoid ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's better condiments out there.
I agree.
I don't go out of my way for it.
Ooh, no ketchup guys on stage. I like it.
I'm not against it. Like, there's ketchup on the plate. I'm not going to try to go around like, ugh, I'm not going to touch it. There's ketchup on there.
Yeah, you know, I'm not some sort of Puritan when it comes to condiments.
If it's the only condiment someone has at their house and, like, I want condiment with my fries, I'm going to say okay, but I'd rather have, like, Chipotle Ranch.
You don't want to be rude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Chipotle Ranch fans in the audience tonight. Yeah. Big shout out.
Also, when I think out of all the condiments, if you let it sit for a while, ketchup always looks like the grossest. There's always like a little bit of juice on the top. And like, there's always, it's like, you never see a barbecue sauce and go, that doesn't look right. Like when you grab it, like, that's barbecue sauce. It's going to look like barbecue sauce.
Last night, I was heating up some leftovers and I was going.
Of what?
Cheyenne called it like a goulash. It was just kind of like ground beef mixed with like elbow noodles and like various vegetables.
Sure,
that's goulash.
Sure. Oh, is it? Okay. I thought it was like goulash was like some sort of Russian gruel. But,
Scandinavian.
Okay, but I wanted to give it like some extra punch, so sure. I grabbed the bottle of sriracha sauce, but it had been sitting in the cupboard for like months,
yeah.
And it just looked like it had fused to the bottle,
yeah.
And like darkened in color. Looked like it was cursed or something.
Sure, yeah.
Is sriracha supposed to be in the fridge though?
Yeah, after you open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you open it, do we think? Yeah. Yeah, that's your problem.
Did you write your curse symbols on the.
Well, you see, it's already got weird lettering on it, so I just assumed someone like pre packaged the magic for it. You know?
Right. Also, have you ever done that where you buy honey and then it like crystallizes after like two times of use? You're like, damn it!
Yeah, this is why no one buys honey anymore.
Right. Yeah. But pure honey.
I have like 3 jars of honey.
Jars, like actual jars. Like,
well, one is glass, and then the 2 are like just the bear shape. Like,
the bear.
Everyone does bear shape, but like we just, local honey, let's buy it, and then we forget that we have more. And
I actually,
sriracha does not need to be refrigerated.
Whoa! Did you just dab it?
These are pretty resistant to bacterial growth.
For like a year.
Causes foods to go bad.
Nice.
It's true.
Wikipedia.
Nope.
You should get one of those. Do you have those crisper things to keep vegetables fresher? Like the little Tupperware things?
Do I look like a rich man to you?
I didn't have them until I met my wife. And we have things like we have green onions or lettuce. We can put them in these little things. And you like have little settings for different vegetables and fruits. And it keeps them fresh
long. You bougie fuck.
And this is the salad spinner.
Thank you. Actually, going back to honey, I refuse to eat honey that doesn't come in a squeezy bear thing.
Really? You don't trust a jar of honey?
No. Look, I pay for this honey. I want it to come into a novelty, like, squeezy bottle, you know?
Sure. Shouldn't the honey technically be in, like, bottles of bees?
I mean,
I mean, when you think about it, shouldn't it just be, like, a big bee?
It should come in some sort of animal, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Shut up.
That'd be so complicated to get out, like you're squeezing the petals to go into the middle and squeeze it out. God damn it.
You'd have to actually get a bee-shaped bottle to mix with the flower-shaped bottle just to get honey. It's ridiculous. Get out of my face.
You were so enunciated when you said all that. Get out of my face.
So, yeah, I've got family from England and back in town, and it's just... My parents just got back from England, and they topped off their accents.
Oh, sure.
And so now that's topped off my accent. This is how I stay strong. So.
What's next?
Reminds you of pee. Well, honey, of course, naturally.
Yeah. Honey's definitely pee. Yeah. Very thick liquid coming out very slowly. So pee, what remind you of pee?
Reminds you of pee. Something that just reminds you of urine, I suppose.
There are times when I go to the gym and I won't realize that my cat may have snuck into my clothes bin that I have in my room and have peed on my workout shirt. But I don't realize it until about like maybe 10, 15 minutes into my run.
Wait, did you say you have urine on your workout shirt?
Not
his urine, of course.
No, my cat's. But like I can't smell it. It's not that strong. It's not like doused in it, but you know, you just a little bit.
There's actual cat urine on your workout clothes?
Not on purpose. If I don't catch it, like I have my clean clothes, but I think they're clean, but my cat sometimes will, you know.
Where do you keep clean clothes?
In my laundry basket, you know, if I haven't got to put them away yet.
Cats work quick, John. I don't know if you do this.
They sneak in.
No, they do, but like, I guess for me, it's either like in a drawer hung up. It's like, because I'm bougie. So, like,
we know this.
If
This guy owns a house. Can you believe that?
I haven't put my clothes away yet. I'm not impressing anybody. Whatever. I left it there. Cat sneaks in. I think my clothes are clean. Most of it's clean, but they hit this one shirt, and I'm running, and all of a sudden, the sweat, and all of a sudden...
How many cats do you have?
I have three.
Okay, yeah.
But it's only one. I know which one it is, too.
So when I got my my kitten, my older cat began acting out by peeing on multiple things. Not on my things, of course, on my fiancé's things. I think she also hated the kitten and also hated my fiancé. So she would just pee on her clothes, on blankets and various stuff. Shat in her shoes a couple of times.
I mean, they... It's like they can hit spots. Like, they know exactly where and how.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
they're specific.
They, she had, like, a little cat bed, and then one night we just saw her, like, go up and, like, begin spraying in it, and just... She made eye contact with us, John.
That's why I have a... I'm bougie and I have a dog. It doesn't fucking
look at this
shit.
Guy. Has a house. He can have a dog.
That seems like a nightmare.
I did have...
The only time I ever had a cat was my ex-girlfriend got her cat kicked out of her old apartment, and then I took care of it at my apartment, and then we broke up, and she refused to get it. And it was just like me and my roommate, and we were kept like, can you get this fucking cat? And then it was like 4 months later, and it was an asshole. It just tore up the shit out of our apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Because it still had claws. Which I don't agree with taking out claws of cats, but also they ruin fucking everything. Especially apartments.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, if you have a cat, it's like security deposit does not exist
anymore.
Yeah,
my cat likes to vomit a lot of places.
I just don't get the appeal of cats. Like, I don't get it. There's like urine and vomit and scratching, and like dog, it's like, might pee and bark. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like when she like cuddles up and begins purring on my chest. It makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, and it's not like it's like every day this is happening. Like, yeah. You know...
My body's actually trained itself to wake up in the middle of the night once it hears the cat beginning to puke. Because it's a very distinct sound. It's like a... My body will just like... Like, I won't even like be dreaming like the sound of cat throwing up. I'll just like all of a sudden wake up and just hear the sound, and I'll be like, ah, shit, gotta run. What reminds you of pee, John? Is that the brown
piano?
Note?
Yeah, it's a brown note. I don't really honestly have a reminder of pee. I don't... Nothing makes me, like, think of pee. It's usually just pee or bust.
Bust. I was going to say public transportation.
A bus. Yeah. Or subways, sure.
Subway, yeah. Like, have you ever been to
trains?
Y'all ever been to a city?
I have. Boston, the trains that run in there. There's my wife yelled at me when we were visiting Boston, because these three guys were very loudly talking about their drug deals. And I was just enamored.
Well, what are you going
to
do about it?
And she's like, don't look at them. They're going to think you're like a cop or something. I'm like, I don't hear this ever. This is amazing. They're like openly just talking about what happened and when they're meeting next and how much cocaine they're doing. I'm just like, this is amazing. I love Boston.
Taking notes.
Hello.
Hi. I want to buy some drugs.
We have 2 grams.
Thank you.
Doesn't sound like so much.
$3. I'm not going to give you this, honey.
$5.
It's $10 a jar.
Wait, what?
You're buying 3 grams of honey.
I think that covers it.
He didn't like the improv. He booed the improv. He yes-no'd. All right.
crushed cans is the next topic.
Yeah,
you. Y'all have a crush
Should
a can?
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Do people do
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. I used to keep all my cans, and then, like, before we go on vacation, I was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And, like, not just, like, Wauwatosa. Like, I was in Milwaukee, and I would go, like, down to the wherever and brought their cans.
Yeah.
And people were looking at me because I had all my cans from the whole year, and I'd get, like, I don't know, $30.
Sure.
Not bad, and you know, have beer money for vacation. And
it was
an interesting experience being down there. Questionable people, and I enjoyed it. Okay,
that was a great story.
$5. Yeah, then I found $5.
Hey,
we did have one in college. Our party house had a can crusher, So we wouldn't have, like, just cans laying all over them.
My friend has one of those in his garage, and I've been going to his house since, like, I was 14.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen something like that before when I came to America.
Sure.
So this was, like, American ingenuity for me.
You can crush a can.
Just, like, crush a can. You can't get that in social welfare England. No siree.
Now, this is going to sound stupid.
Yes.
But cans in England.
Yes, we do have them.
But no, but like, are they? Are they like 12-ounce cans?
Do they fill them?
Or do they have like 16-ounce cans? Like, what's like the normal size can for like a soda?
That's a good question.
355 milliliters.
Probably. I think they're just like average size cans.
Which is what for ounces?
12.
What's that in metric?
355 milliliters.
Yeah, but how many ounces?
12.
What's that?
But, like, say you went to England, how much?
355 milliliters.
But say you poured it into a bowl, and you're like, how many ounces is this?
12.
I feel like I'm trying to lie.
I could have done that the rest of the night.
Last time I was in England, we went to the co-op, and we bought just, like, cans of... you can... I don't know if you guys have this here in America, but you can just buy Jack and Coke in a can.
I thought Jack Daniels kind of had something, maybe not like
they
actual
like bottles, like wine cooler bottles of it.
Yeah, or like now was it legit in a can or was it more of a mixer? Like
it was
in
a can, or as we say in England, a tin.
Oh.
And as we say in England, aluminum. but yeah, and we just like walked into the street just drinking this.
That's awesome.
Your Jack and Coke, because like the cops don't care.
No, yeah. Is it technically illegal for open carry there or not?
Yeah, it's technically illegal.
But they don't.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do?
They're like everyone's America hard. 1960s, 1970s. They just don't care. Like see it, they're like, okay.
It's like they've got better things to do, like preventing mass stabbings and stuff.
And Brexit.
Brexit. Oh, Boris Johnson's going to be Prime Minister, and that blows my bloody mind.
I don't think any of us know any of those words.
I was wrong. I looked online. In Europe, the standard can is 330 milliliters.
So that's like 18 ounces?
No, son of a bitch. It is 11.6 ounces.
Oh,
imperial
ounces. No, oh, it's less?
Imperial ounces.
U.S. ounces.
What we call your measuring system, that's called the imperial system.
But it says U.S. fluid ounces is 11.2, and the imperial fluid ounces is 11.6.
Maybe you've done away with that, I don't know.
This is Wikipedia.
It's sort of like when you guys got rid of French fries to call them freedom fries. You know, imperial just sounded... Can't boo me. That was a
also
thing.
Stellan Skarsgård on Wikipedia is called Stellan Skateboard. So Wikipedia sometimes isn't completely reliable. What's next?
Girl glasses.
Girl glasses.
Yeah.
My guess is Scott
Speaking
has a huge problem with them.
Cheyenne is calling me right now.
Oh, you're answering it.
Hi, you're on Scott's Ruin Your Podcast Live.
Oh no.
Yep.
I didn't mean it.
Yep.
Is your cat shitting on things?
Yeah, I may have aired our dirty laundry on. This is boring. Goodbye, dear.
I was going to ask if you were at the podcast show,
so
I was going to visit.
That answers that question. All those people are pouring
no,
through.
No, we're starting 35 minutes late.
Actually, this
Cheyenne.
Is perfect timing. What do you think about girl glasses? Since you are a girl and you do wear glasses.
Yeah.
About girl glasses?
That's all we have.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. You can expect your Rock USA tickets in the mail. Thank you. Girl glasses.
Are we talking about, like, the big girl?
Yeah, I did.
He, like, straight up just, like, thanks for calling. like, are we talking about the bigger, like, hipster glasses that became popular or regular?
Well, I don't have any context for these notes, so it could just... It's in our ballpark, really.
Do you enjoy Cheyenne's glasses?
Okay, yeah.
That's not my question.
Okay, what I wrote down, what I obviously meant, Conrad, is how long when you buy sunglasses...
aren't you doing sound effects through your babbling?
How come when you buy glasses, sunglasses, men's sunglasses are dumb, and women's sunglasses are good? I was end up buying women's sunglasses, and they look so much better than men's sunglasses. That's
but no one, so important. But no one knows, so who cares?
Exactly.
So what's the point?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like men's sunglasses, they're like, you can get aviators or like those weird visor ones that only guys who like ride their motorbikes and drink cans of Monsters.
Or put it on backwards when they're
not wearing. Yeah, yeah. And they always have like some shitty like goatee beard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of women's aviator glasses that look better on me because the visor ones, I have a dumb head and it's too big for the things. And then the glasses, lenses are small. And
they come in
and I look weird.
Yeah, I think they're more because usually they put them in one spot at most places. Usually it's like, well, like department stores, they'll just put them in one spot and be like, guess.
That weird
like,
kiosk school. Thing, yeah.
Right, right. And like, yeah. They, by the way, they make a lot of shitty sunglasses.
That's a bummer. Sorry about that.
He was getting the sunglasses prompt up.
Yeah.
Sunglasses cost more at a gas station than they do at, like, Kohl's, though. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that.
I've not.
Everything costs more at a gas station.
It really does.
Kohl's.
Yeah, but they're
except
not...
Except the free HPV.
I should start getting my gas at Kohl's, apparently.
That's why the gas station is Conrad's friend... Dan? I forgot. It's a convenience, Dan. You buy a gas station, it's a convenience store.
Because they know you need glasses because you're on the road and you forgot yours at home and you need your glasses, so you're going to buy them.
Yeah.
Instead of five.
But, so they're holding you hostage is what they're doing practically.
Yeah.
Who here has glasses?
What do you mean, glasses?
One guy. How do you... how do you, like, deal with sunglasses? Because, obviously, sometimes the sun is in your eyes and you need to shield your eyes from them. But, like, you can't just wear sunglasses over your glasses. Can't you? It looks stupid.
You kind of can't. It's hard.
It's like wearing two hats.
Can I deal with that, Conrad?
Yeah, do you like...
Very careful.
Those clip-on glasses or whatever?
Prescription sunglasses. No, I just...
Prescription sunglasses.
Like that does exist.
That's for rich people. And I've established my opinion on those.
Or, like, the reason I wear contacts basically like every day is just because, like, the two times in a row I went to movies that were 3D, when, like, especially, like, 5 years ago when everything was in 3D no reason. And, like, two times in a row I had to wear the glasses over my glasses. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I need to learn how to stick things in my eyes.
My dad worked with optometrists in England, and none of them had contacts.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I never got to wear contacts.
Really?
Because apparently they, like, starve your eyes of oxygen. That might have been true in the 90s. I don't know.
I mean, they do dry your eyes out.
Yeah.
As long as you don't wear them 24 hours a day, so if you, like, air them out at night or
something. I'm extremely squeamish about, like, things being near my eyes.
Yeah. It just takes time. Like, I remember when I first got contacts, they don't let you leave until you put them in. Uh-oh. So, like, I'm serious. Like, so, like, I was trying it, and I just go... Yes! And the doctor literally ran in going, is everything okay? Like, I screamed. I was like, yeah! Like, I was so happy I did it.
I was imagining, like, the doctor, like, by the door with a gun. No one leaves into those.
Like, he was legit, like, in an appointment with someone else, and he just heard a man screaming, and he's like, what's going on in my office? Like, what's going on in this Lens Crafters in a mall?
It's because I had a sperm bank joke, but it got away. It got away from me. Game ads equal bullshit.
Yeah, like phone game ads.
Yes.
That is that's an instant delete from my fucking phone.
Yeah.
Because I get bored at work, and all I want to do is play games. But yeah, if I download a game and then it's like a minute and I get a pop up, I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, you're gone forever.
This is why Adblock exists.
Does that work on your phone?
Again? No, but...
I thought you were going to, like, change my life. If you download this app, no more ads on games. No,
unfortunately, I can't be your savior today, but... Yeah.
Scott, what games, like, do you know, like, do you have favorite games that it happened to, or...
Oh, Oh, I was going to say, I thought we were on the same page for once, and we weren't.
We weren't?
We weren't.
God damn it. What did we? Why weren't we?
You go on Facebook, and you're like, you're scrolling down, and then they go, hey, here's this puzzle thing. You want to figure out this puzzle? I go, yes, I do. They go, hey, do you want to, hey, pull these swords out and open this door, and like, you got to do it in the right order, then you get the treasure, and you don't die or whatever. I'm like, this sounds like a fun game. And I download the app, and it's like, hey, this game is like a resource type game where you have to chop down trees and grow plants.
Idle games.
What's the puzzle thing?
Yeah, yeah. Or like you go through like even you want to download a game or something and you go through the screenshots and it's amazing and then you download it, it's completely different. It's like, what the fuck happened here?
My favorite game ads are the ones that are just blatantly like ripping off Pokemon. Like, they'll showcase a monster, and it's just, like, a slightly different colored Charizard.
Yeah.
Like, how are they getting away with that?
You'd think there would be a cease and desist or something. Mm.
I've been seeing these ads on YouTube where they have these games advertising. It's, like, going to change your life. It's going to make you smarter. It's exercises for your brain, and you're going to get smart if you play this game. And I'm just... You're overselling it.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, can...
Pitch me one thing and... get me hooked, then start feeding me the other stuff.
I literally saw a woman today like comment on something that she was promoting cabbage juice that she sells, claiming it cured cancer and regrew limbs. Like, legit.
How did she test that?
She just claims it. She goes, it's not guaranteed, but it'll happen. Like, she just, like, she's like, she literally did it. What?
Your arm will grow back?
Seriously, that's what she was claiming. The cabbage juice that she makes is so good that people are lying to you and the media is lying to you that you can, these things can happen.
See, I think more businesses need to go with the motto undersell, over deliver. Was that not saying it wrong?
Undersell, over deliver? Yeah.
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 And so, like, do this and nothing bad will happen.
Wow.
And then when you feel good, you're like, shit.
I always love, like, seeing those commercials for, like, allergy medicine. And then it's like, side effects may include bloody nose, stomach ulcers, explosive diarrhea, cancer, you know. They just have, like, all these terrible side effects.
I'm going to look up her names just so anyone who listens to this and the audience
cabbage person
knows. Okay. Yeah, this cabbage bitch.
To be clear... if she's the only one that's drinking it and she doesn't have cancer, then she's not lying.
What if you lost a limb?
She must have blocked me or some shit. It's gone from my page.
John, did you engage in an argument with her?
Oh, I did call her a crazy bitch.
You always do this, John!
John, we have a cure for cancer!
Cabbage... well, we know it's cabbage juice. We just... is there, like, an extra trick to it? Because then, like...
I'm so angry, I know. Oh, I found it! Yeah!
I was gonna say, like, every, like, Polish person in, like, the 1800s...
It's called Jilly Juice, LLC.
Jilly Juice?
Jilly
Juice.
That sounds like,
thank you, Scott. Jilly Juice.
So I'm gonna start calling
Timeless, non-discriminatory strategic nutrition.
Wait, is Jilly an acronym or something? That doesn't make sense.
A product of her generation, Jillian Epperly, has taken the idea of the power of cabbage, kale, water, and pink Himalayan salt in different contexts.
Of course, pink Himalayan salt works its way
into this. The recipe consists of a fermented cabbage, kale, water, and pink Himalayan salt, and it is, in caps, very nutritious! And then just getting...
trust things like that when they have to shove it down your throat before you've ever even heard it before. It's like, trust me.
So that's her homepage.
Okay.
On her website, there is another thing that says blog, posts coming soon. This is a legit business, you guys.
Okay, no. Can I find her at the farmer's market or something?
No, it's jillyjuice.com.
Okay.
Jilly, we don't know where
I'm going to hunt her down. I'm going to chop off a limb, and make her pay for a
car. Her YouTube is ridiculous. Jillian My Type Protocol is her name. Oh boy.
Protocol.
But somehow it has 1,500 subscribers.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
1,500? That's not really a whole lot these days.
500.
There you go. You're getting there.
Is her name Jillian Epperly?
Yeah. No, wait. Jillian Ty or... let me see.
Because I typed Jilly Juice...
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, apparently a video from a year ago, the first one that pops up, you have Jilly Juice. Jillian Everly, parentheses Jilly Juice, is in legal trouble. and then the next one, why a self-described debunker of pseudoscience claims creator of Jilly Juice is preying on... Vulnerable.
Oh, she's like Dr. Phil.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
She's big
time. Who knows that he can get hits and clicks, and that this would be the perfect thing for him to make money off of. So I hope you're paying your taxes. Maybe give me a cut of whatever you're making, because you're obviously making a lot of money off.
I thought that was your soundboard for a second.
Yeah. And Dr. Phil. It's me, Dr. Phil.
Well, you have to stir.
Oh, that's a good impression, Scott. Oh, boy.
What's up? We're going to steal the Declaration of
No, that's Nicolas Cage.
Dr. Phil.
Hey, you better take this L, my guy. Yeah.
I'm Ghost Rider.
Oh.
Robot man.
I thought... Game ads was, like, going to be talking about, like, video game advertisements.
Yeah.
But, do you ever, like, see the ones from, like, the early 2000s where they just got fucking weird with it?
No.
Like,
so, the late 90s?
Yeah. Like, well, there was one for Rayman 3 where it was just him at a urinal, like, a line of urinals, and there's, like, a bunch of guys leaning over checking out Rayman's dick, and it says, like, big game, huge features. Is this a game for children? Or, like, they were, like old Super Nintendo commercials were, like, weirdly erotic. There was, like, a kid at the end of the bed playing a Super Nintendo. Then there was, like, some lady in lingerie just, like, looking really bored.
She's tied to the bed.
What is going on in these games?
That's what I wanted to know.
So we had where they throw the guy in the mascot suit out of the plane without a parachute.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's a Game Boy Advance. That it's a guy in bed just playing it, and the woman's like curled next to him like they just had sex. It's the second best thing to do in the dark. Because it has a backlit screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what were they?
Is that like that,
Who says games are for kids, am I right?
What is it, Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Oh, classic. Yeah. My favorite part is when you just, like, whip out and stop. You get stupid drunk, and then you just start pissing on, like, people. On demons.
You
and
piss up?
Yeah.
Sorry, I put my phone on top of the lightboard and I had
That should have every episode. It's just random light. Ah! What's next? Oh no, he's gonna get political?
I guess. But instead, how about we go to Conrad's Question Corner? Thank you.
Alright.
That's what it feels like to be on the other side. Con Scott, what's your question?
Oh no.
You wanted Conrad to think of another question as he was your spot?
Oh no, it's the dark. Alright, John, I got a question for you. It is in my head right now. What's your best and worst habit?
Well, John, what is it?
Yeah, John.
Ah, shit.
Just stop putting your phone on the bloody thing.
I can't.
What's your best and worst habit?
It's for all three of you.
Oh, John, you addressed John first, I think.
Fine.
At least Mitch did.
Yeah.
That's a very complex question.
Fine, next question. What is the last mobile app you've done on
What?
Question. What is the most oh, Jesus. Next question.
People are very.
You just getting this from
Scott? What's going on right now?
I have an app.
Oh.
Oh, I take time to write this, like, think up and write this stuff down.
Yeah, you know what, Conrad? I was busy all day downloading sound effects, waiting to use.
We have a month between shows where you can do all of this.
I put the wrong volume on. I was waiting to use that one, John.
Go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what?
What happened? What are you looking at your phone that you cannot concentrate on what's going on right now?
I'm trying to find a better question. No.
Why don't you just take one and modify it to be fun?
Okay.
We can just take one of the ones I have on my phone.
If so Conrad beats you, it's now going to be called Conrad Ruins Your Podcast.
Oh,
you're out.
Yes.
I was doing this to prove that I'm better than Conrad up here.
Well, he's definitely proving he can do
better. Okay, fine. Sean, what would you rather be smothered to death by? Kittens or puppies?
I'm Scott. I hate these. What are you? Would you rather X or would you rather Y? Question.
Fucking got his ass. Okay.
What was even an English
puppies? Puppies? Because they're cuter? I feel like that would be a less painful death because cats would probably have a lot more claws. And I feel like stacking up puppies, like the fur would probably make me choke to death instead of cats ripping apart me, I guess.
Cats ripping apart, shitting and pissing all over your stuff.
Right. While puppies are just being adorable and just going, with their little yawns. Oh, adorable.
Just going, I need to realize that being smothered by them, kittens and puppies are pretty light.
Yeah.
Like a dump truck full of them.
Yeah, it's still puppies, like... I want full on like Pomeranians, just like little fur, just a bunch of balls.
Golden retrievers and stuff like that? Yeah.
Oh. I think we're.
The hairless cats.
Oh, God. That is horrific to even think about.
That'd be like getting crushed by a bunch of bull sacks.
Yeah, but think about it this way, the puppies and the kittens, they all have hair. They all have hair.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All those kittens and puppies on top of you, pushing the air out of your lungs. You'll have less likely to have hair in your mouth with the hairless cats.
But it's still really gross to think about a bunch of hairless cats touching every inch of your body.
Yeah, like, plus cats don't really care where they, like, touch you and your body, so they'll just probably just, like, stick their, like, their hands in your mouth at one point.
Their
you'll be really...
hands.
Their hands.
Their paws.
Their hands.
Also, cats have that really bad habit of...
Their hands.
Cats have that really bad habit of
their
like
hands.
Just shut.
Did you break the pen?
No.
I don't know where it was.
Their hands.
Sans Undertale.
What did you say?
Cats have that bad habit of putting their like anuses right in your face. So imagine a truckload of that.
Not gonna lie, if I didn't interrupt that many times, that wouldn't have been as funny.
That's true, I'll give them that.
But that's when you lay face down on the ground.
Wait.
Yeah, but then you don't get as much like cat or puppy action on you. Yeah.
The weight of the puppy.
This is the worst question we've had.
Yeah, this is.
I would have rather done my worst and best habits.
I have the control, John.
What's the worst name in the world, John?
Conrad.
Hate it here.
Can't wait to go back in the voice booth.
I don't know. Chad?
Chad's pretty bad.
I think John is the worst name.
Yeah, like, how boring do you like, are your parents that they just name you John, huh?
Well, and the whole, like, oh, you meet a John in an alley, and just the whole...
Plus, it's a nickname for penis.
And a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I just realized my dad's name is John. I don't hate it.
I've seen a lot of people have beef with the name Keith.
I hate the name Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Oh, because she walked in.
Yeah. Like that.
Cheyenne's here. Conrad's hang up.
Did you get your Rock USA tickets?
No, but I did get root beer flavored milk.
What?
Ooh.
Oh!
That's repulsive.
Do you want some?
No.
Oh,
none of us.
Here's a question for you for Conrad's question corner. What is the weird flavored milk you'd love to try?
Ketchup. That's a great callback, you guys.
Did you guys get ketchup flavored crisps or chips over here?
Do we?
No.
I don't.
Yeah, no, the Lay's had them.
Did they?
Yeah.
Cool.
I thought it was more of a Canada thing. I didn't know if they had them here.
What about baked bean flavored chips?
They had them for a limited time, but I got some bags from people in Canada.
They were pretty good.
I brought my bag of chips, my ketchup flavored crisps.
I got some more Twiglets, but I left them in the car.
Some what?
Those weird, like, knobby stick snacks I bought here one time.
I don't think I was here.
Oh.
No, it was absolutely that you weren't here. Yeah.
Hands. No, he's not doing it, okay.
Drums.
Oh, yeah. Global warming equals gender.
I have a theory.
No. This isn't about you anymore.
Did you throw your phone earlier? Oh, no. Okay, because I was on the table.
I've done that once before as a joke. And yeah. The joke was on me.
It's me, Bill Nye. I know science.
Okay, go ahead, Bill Nye, the old guy, apparently.
I have an idea. It's about global warming.
Go for it.
I'm not a baby doctor.
You're not a baby doctor?
I'm not a baby doctor.
What's the name for that, Bill? What's the name
for that? What do you call a baby doctor?
A child doctor. A urologist.
So if I went to a nail salon and got my nails done, it'd be a...
hand doctor.
Did you say optometrist?
So if I just had some random cash to give away, it'd be like blank cash.
Free.
Hand cash.
Don't worry about
problems. I'm Bill
Nye. It's an insane. Okay, go ahead. What is your theory? How is your microphone getting worse by the second?
It's working.
Bill Nye, what's up?
Bill!
Oh God.
Science rules.
He's panicking.
Well, I guess that means we'll never find out what global warming equals gender
means.
I can't help but feel that it was just like some way of Scott to imply, like, implying genocide in some way.
Oh, Jesus. Dark.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But that feels like on brand for Scott, though.
What's the last one? Impression.
Impressions of Mike.
No. Drums.
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 I was making fun of a drummer yesterday.
Which one? Like the Def Leppard one?
No. It's my friend's band. They have a drummer, and I've never met him, but I was making fun of him.
Why was he? Is he funny looking?
Potentially.
Was he poor?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's a drummer. You know, that's a special breed of person.
It's like a kicker in football.
Yeah, you know, you see a kicker in football on the street, and you're just like, ah. And
you're like, people on the street.
Ripping off. It's people on the street.
No, this drummer is up to hanky-panky, I think, so.
What does that mean?
Hanky panky,
you know.
Excellent.
Hey. Hanky panky.
You're pumping your fists.
Rowing a boat, yeah.
Like Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah, drums.
Hey, Animal was a great drummer.
No, he was amazing.
And yeah, he's a good guy. So your theory is
Jack
fucking
Black
shot.
Said no drums. Yeah,
that's true.
How good is the Muppet movie though?
It's been a while, but
is that coming back out?
Yeah 40 years. Right?
Yeah.
40 years this year.
I think the most memorable part of that movie is when the monster at the car sales shop...
Oh, Sweetums, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, all ready to go. And they're like, well, where'd he go? Okay, we're going to drive off. And he's just so sad. Like, that hit home to me and still...
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was left in a parking lot by my parents.
That should have ended it there.
Microphone working again.
Oh,
okay. Can we hear about your theory, Bill Nye?
We gotta wait for Bill Nye.
That was my theory. That was Bill Nye's theory.
Okay, can you?
Yeah, we gotta wait for him to knock on the door again. So we'll just
Bill Nye's gone.
Cover.
He's sticking away for you guys.
Can you get Bill Nye back?
I can't. I don't have his number.
Well, if you run outside, you can probably still get him.
He's a science man. He has a jetpack.
He doesn't even know what a pediatrician is.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get him again?
I hear his like PhDs are fake anyway. Yeah.
What does money have to do with it?
Why are you ruining the mic again?
I don't think you are better up there than me, Scott.
Cover bands is the last thing.
Cover bands,
pro or con?
Fuck them.
What? Cover bands are
cover
fun.
Bands, yes or no?
He's not even prejudiced. See, he's so disinterested in cover bands. He ain't
cover bands, yes or no?
No.
Cover bands, yes or no?
Yes.
Cover bands, yes or no?
Yes.
Cover bands, yes or no?
Yeah.
Cover band.
Sure.
Cover band. Cover band.
No.
Cover band.
Yes.
Cover band.
Fuck him.
Cover band. Cover band.
Do you really think that I write things down as a yes or no?
I feel like people are divided
by
this.
If I know Scott, he was probably once traumatized by a cover band in the past.
He probably loved Styx as a kid, and then it was called, like, the River Styx, and he thought he was so excited, and then he got so pissed that it wasn't.
If you had to make your own cover band, what band would you cover, and what would be your kitschy name for them?
Ooh, I already know. I'd be a Ben Folds cover band, but we'd call it Ben Folds Live.
I would cover Brand New, but call my band Secondhand.
Maybe Blink 182 and call Blink 180 No.
That's really bad.
That's really bad.
Sorry, Dad.
Scott?
That's a terrible name.
The microphone is not home.
Scream it.
I was going to say Blink 180 also.
We should just do that.
Actually, the funny thing is, this is actually what I wrote down. Cover bands. I thought it'd be funny to just name cover bands, but like Conrad said, Brand New, the cover band that would be Secondhand.
Yeah.
And then Styx would be like, I wear twigs. Rolling Stones. Motioning, tumbling pebbles.
Journey. We got there.
Yeah. Destination. Field trip. Whatever.
What would an REO Speedwagon cover band be called?
Oregon Trail. Good night, everybody.
That's the show. God damn it. Good.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.